So tonight's service is dedicated to the Holy Guardian Angel, and this prayer is an amended version of a Catholic prayer to that divine being. So if you'd like to close your eyes, please. I'm going to put some lovely music on. Let's make sure that's there. Oopsie-daisy. Come back to the beginning. Okay, take a few breaths, close your eyes, and we'll start with this opening prayer. My good angel, constant presence of heaven, that the divine created at the beginning of time to take care of my spirit on earth, shelter me under thy wings. Lighten my path. Direct my steps. Stay close to me forever, defending me against the darkness and holding me in the light. Awaken me to my purpose. Grant me courage to follow my truth and faith to believe in my wisdom, that I might fulfill my divine purpose and potential and contribute to the divine plan. Ever in love, ever in light, and ever in truth, and always in the divine's name. Let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Now keep your eyes closed. Take a few slightly deeper breaths. Make sure that you're as comfortable as you can be. And we'll go straight into this evening's meditation. This evening's meditation is a Kabbalistic one that uses the invocation of the names of the archangels of the Tree of Life to prepare space within the body, creating an imprint for the Holy Guardian Angel to inhabit, strengthening their connection to us. Take a few breaths then. Relax and focus on the sound of my voice. I want you to begin by bringing your attention to the crown chakra above your head, a brilliant sphere of snow-white light. And as you focus on this sphere, I want you to softly intone with me the name Metatron 3 times. Metatron. 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 The reciting of the holy name engorges the crown chakra with light, causing it to swell, to grow, to cast its radiance out into the ethers like a candle casting light into a darkened room. Hold your attention here for a moment before we move on. Now bring your attention to the space opposite your left ear. Here, I want you to visualize a sphere of grey light, the color of the sun shining through mist. As you focus on this sphere of light, I want you to softly intone the name Ratziel with me 3 times. Ratziel. 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 The name of the great archangel, the revealer of hidden things, pulls into this sphere of energy an illumination that transforms the grey into shining silver, casting a moon-like light out into your field of energy. Hold your attention here for a moment before we move on. Now bring your attention to the space opposite your right ear. Here I want you to visualize a sphere of deep magenta black light, the color of dark amethyst. As you focus on this sphere of light, I want you to softly intone the name Tsafkiel 3 times with me. Tsafkiel, Tsafkiel, Tsafkiel. The name of the great archangel of the Divine Mother, who clears the way for the loving presence of the Divine Mother to be felt in heart, mind, body, and spirit, fills this sphere of light with an ever-brightening amethyst glow, a burning, shining, cleansing hue that purifies and sanctifies the aura. Now bring your attention to the space opposite your left shoulder, and here I want you to visualize a sphere of azure blue light, the color of the sea. As you focus on this sphere of light, I want you to softly intone the name Zadkiel 3 times with me. Zadkiel, Zadkiel, Zadkiel. The Archangel of Mercy and Forgiveness, Zadkiel is the living embodiment of the energy of the Violet Flame, guardian of the Akasic records. The azure blue sphere becomes tinged with a brilliant violet, aeolite-like light. Zadkiel injects the power of the Akasha into your aura, the element of spirit, a power that enables you to reclaim knowledge and experiences of past lives, lives in which the same guardian angel has walked eternally by your side. Now bring your attention to the space opposite your right shoulder. Here I want you to visualize a sphere of a ruby red light, the color of the sun as it sets in the evening. As you focus on this sphere, I want you to softly intone the name Kamael with me 3 times. Kamael, Kamael, Kamael. Kamael, the archangel of the planet Mars, the great warrior angel who clears the path before us of all obstructing energies and forces, breathes into the sphere of ruby red light, the color of the planet Mars itself, clearing blockages that are preventing you from moving into a deeper state of attunement and alignment with your guardian angel, a presence that begins to slowly build and form in your aura now. Now bring your attention to your heart center. Here I want you to visualize a sphere of pale, brilliant yellow light, the color of the sun as it rises in the morning. And as you focus on this sphere, I want you to softly intone the name Raphael 3 times. Raphael. 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 Raphael, the healer of God, breathes into the yellow sphere of light, the green healing energy of his power, strengthening the mind, healing the body, soothing the heart, energizing the subtle fields and creating harmony and balance for the guardian angel's presence to more deeply root into. Now bring your attention to the space opposite your left hip. Here I want you to visualize a sphere of emerald light, the color of grasses in the deep green depths of the forest. As you focus on this sphere, I want you to softly intone the name Haniel 3 times with me. Haniel. 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 Haniel, the archangel of unconditional and cosmic love, breathes into the green sphere their pale pink radiance and energy, elevating the lower emotional self to the higher unconditional love of greater cosmic consciousness. Rooting the guardian angel in the love that you have for your world and those people in it that you care for your passions, for your body, for your physical existence, and all its wonders, beauty, and glory. Now bring your attention to your right hip. Here I want you to visualize a sphere of orange light, the color of the sun, as it begins to sink towards the end of the day. And as you focus on this sphere of light, I want you to softly intone the name Michael with me 3 times. Michael. 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 Michael, the great archangel who is the hero of God, the angelic warrior who is said to have thrown the devil out of heaven during the great war of heaven in the ancient texts of the Bible, the angel who brings us courage and bravery and strength and protects us from darkness, now imbues this sphere with his energy, the power of fire, creating around you a halo glow of golden light to keep you safe. Now, penultimately, I want you to bring your attention to the groin area, where I want you to visualize a sphere of deep violet light, the color of lavender. And as you focus on this sphere, I want you to softly intone the name Gabriel with me 3 times. Gabriel. 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 Gabriel, the great archangel of the element of water, Gabriel, the messenger, Gabriel, the angel of the Annunciation, Gabriel, the bearer of the Holy Grail, pours into this sphere of lavender light the power of water, the power of birth, of cleansing, and of grace, leading to the birth of the presence of the guardian angel within your body and being, drawing the guardian angel closer to its final manifestation through you. Finally then visualize that the space between your feet, a sphere of russet orange, the color of amber, and as you focus on this sphere, intone the final sacred name with me 3 times, Sandalphon. 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 Sandalphon, twin to the Archangel Metatron, Archangel of the physical plane, Archangel of the prayers of mankind, entrusted with gathering these prayers and presenting them to the divine source that they might be answered through the grace of his twin Metatron. Sandalphon, who represents all things within the physical universe, including your body, provides the final energy required for the guardian angel's presence to take root around you. Rest for a moment then, and allow the indentation made by the presences of these powerful and great archangels to be filled with the presence and power of your guardian angel now. Allow them to settle into this space that has been created for them. Allow them to move and blend and attune more powerfully than ever before with your mind and heart and spirit. Let them hold you. Let them cradle you. Let them surround you in their power, filling your mind, heart, body, and spirit with their divine love, with their divine light. And in a moment, my voice will return to guide you back. Inura. Inura. Inuratse. Inura. Inura. Inuratse. Inura. 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 As you rest within the presence of your guardian angel, before I bring you back to the physical world, I'm going to bring forward a small channeling from my guardian angel, Uraniel, who has a message for all of us at this moment in time. There is a presence older than time itself, created from the love of our Creator, a love for you, its creation, a presence formed to protect and safeguard that soul that the divine, so great in its responsibility, could not hold its full attention on. A presence created as an aspect of that great source, an extension of its will and desire to love and lead and guide and steer that it had created to its highest end, its greatest purpose, its purest truth. An angel placed in the heart of the soul itself, present with the soul, and also with those parts of the soul sent to earth each time, accompanying the descent of the spirit into the body and walking side by side as that body journeys through life, as it grows in wonder, as it ages in wisdom, and as it declines, steering it back into spirit when the time comes, back to the soul, to complete the cycle and continue it anew. A guardian angel, unique for each and everyone, forged from love, created from light, eternal and infinite and ever-present, non-judgmental and unconditional in its love, guiding, guarding, steering, loving, throughout all of time, until the point when the soul returns to the source, and the guardian angel's job is done. That presence, that loving, constant light stands by your side now. Its hands are rested on your shoulder. Its wings brush the side of your body. It surrounds you in an aura of its light, in comfort, love, and peace. It is yours and yours alone, unique, perfect, a presence of great awe and beauty, a presence just for you. Be open to it now. Be open to its love and wonder. Now I want you to allow the presence of your guardian angel to begin to step back from your conscious awareness of it as you slide your awareness back into your room, into your body, into this moment in time. The guardian angel will remain constant and true by your side, just simply out of sight, allowing you to return fully to the here and now. Take a few deep breaths then and begin to ground and center yourself. Breathe down through the soles of your feet, roots of energy deep and wide into the earth to ground yourself back into the physical world. Breathe a little energy into the sacral and solar plexus centers of your body to center yourself back into this present moment in time, to pull yourself fully back into the bones and muscle of your form. Feel the chair beneath you and the ground beneath you. Breathe in and breathe out. And slowly and gently, when you're ready, open your eyes and return. Now, this meditation isn't necessarily one that you would need to repeat regularly, but you could return to it if you felt the need to strengthen your connection to the Holy Guardian Angel in order to increase your capacity of connection and to grant them greater access so that they can intercede on your behalf in your life. So, you know, maybe you want to repeat the meditation once a month or once every 2 or 3 months or once every 6 months. There is a recorded version that I created a long time ago for a series of audio mini workshops called The Hermit's Lantern, which you can access for free, an hour long recording of me first and foremost talking about the guardian angel, and then this meditation or a version of it, which is probably a little bit better than the version that I've just done for you all this evening. And you just need to go to the website, you need to go to the library, you need to click on Hermit's Lantern, and then you request that free sample, and we send you a digital link to that if you haven't already got it. But of course, there is also tonight's recording that you can listen back to via the Sunday Angel Service section of the website as well. If you experienced anything in that meditation and want to ask me about it, you can shoot me an email to edwincourtney@gmail.com. But we are now going to stop the recording.